And coming up next is Dirksies.
When you rush around in hopeless circles, searching everywhere for something true, you're at the age of not believing when all the make-believe is through. When you set aside your childhood heroes and your dreams are lost up on a shelf, you're at the age of not believing, and worst of all, you doubt yourself. You're a castaway where no one hears you, on a barren isle in a lonely sea. Where did all the happy endings go? Where can all the good times be? You must face the age of not believing, doubting everything you ever knew, until at last you start believing there's something wonderful, truly
So that was Dirksies with song title unknown.
The Age of Not Believing.
Anybody know this one?
Age of Not Believing.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Jeffers.
Do you need the movie so, too, Jeffers?
No. Well, you told me, but from Bed Knobs and blah, blah, blah. Bed Knobs and Broomsticks. That's a tongue twister.
Finally, this one shows up. Thank God.
Ooh, that was a really.
Yeah, this is like
a that was borderline dolphin
song. So Dirksies, I thought this was all right. The beginning was pitchy for me and shaky, but it got better for me as it went along. I didn't really have a lot noted down. It was all right, performance-wise and energy-wise. I don't know. It was just okay. It was just good. I don't have a lot to say. Zell.
First note.
Yes, Bed Knobs and Broomsticks.
Oh,
whoa! She came like a guy all of a sudden.
Enthusiasm.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah, since it's early enough, I can actually be more energetic in my critiques.
We are not.
Screw you, family. All right. The backtrack for me was a little. Iffy, I'm debating whether it's a MIDI backtrack.
Oh, that was totally a MIDI.
MIDI, because it had the synthesizer play the melody, and that's how I figured it out. You were slightly pitchy, as Jeffers says, on a couple of notes, but you did get better as the song went along. You performed it all right, but I think it could have gone a little bigger. And this is Angela Lansbury's character, yay. Ambi?
Yes, I had a note about the backing track. When you're going, even if this wasn't a MIDI, whatever you want to call it, epic fail. No, not kidding. MIDIs are fine as long as they don't have the melody line in them. Anything right. that has a melody line is really hard and awkward to use because you're kind of forced to follow that melody to the T. And in some cases, then certain notes that are supposed to be longer are made shorter because you don't want to go longer than the track is going, and that kind of restricts you and it forces you to follow what it is, and you can't be yourself with it. And because of that, I didn't think this was a good song pick because of the backing track that you had. I would have liked to have seen you sing something else that had a better backing track. Then this was a case of falling in love with the song and not looking elsewhere. You got married to this song when I think you should have gotten a divorce. I didn't think there was a lot of levels here. I thought it was very flat line on emotion. But all the notes, to me, were fine. I don't know the song very well, but to me, the notes were fine. I just didn't think there was a lot of performance, personally, in it.
Do you have trouble with, do you have a problem with them using MIDIs in general, if even if they don't
I
have the
don't,
melody?
I don't, because I have heard some pretty good MIDIs, mm-hmm. but then I've also heard some pretty bad MIDIs. So
right.
if it's a
so it's
good
just...
MIDI, that's fine. MIDIs it's that have like... the melody lines in them are pretty... I've heard MIDIs that don't have melody lines in them. I've used MIDIs
that, I love those.
That don't have them, and I think they work fine. But ones that have a very distinct melody line in them... I would shy away from those.
Right.
It's kind of like,
vocal
cuts.
Because I don't mind.
If it's good, you can use it, but if it's not, you probably
shouldn't. Exactly. Exactly.
It's just a judgment thing.
It's a judgment thing, and I think this was a bad judgment call.
But it's a good song. I love this.
Oh, Zelle.
Zelle and her Sherman brothers.
I'm sorry, but I was really hoping for other than Mary Poppins for live action. So I'm very happy this one showed. Now let's see if anybody gets Happiest Millionaire or the Happy Millionaires.
That's a long shot. We'll see.
We'll see. All
right. Somebody make me happy. Yes.
Done.
Okay. Done.
What the Chuck 3? You are up. Amby's right. It's so much fun to say your name.
Swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I wanna be a man cub, and stroll right into town, and be just like the other men. I'm tired of monkeying around. Hoobie-doo, I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you, talk like you. Like me, can I learn to be human too? Now don't try to kid me, man cub. I made a deal with you. What I desire is man's red fire to make my dreams come true. Now give me the secret, man cub. Just tell me what to do. Give me the power of man's red flower so I can be like you. I will ape your mannerisms. We'll be a set of twins. No one will know where man cub ends and the reign the ten begins. Hoobie-doo, I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you, talk like you do. You see it's true. Someone like me can learn to be like someone like you. One more time, can learn to be like someone like you. Here we go. Can I learn to be like someone like me? Ziddy dee da and da 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 bow da bow da. Man.
All right, and that was Chuck.
She is super happy, people. You can tell the
so
voice.
Happy that she messed up his name. So happy she messed
at
up
least
his name.
She didn't say
the bad way
other,
to say the word.
The bad.
Yeah.
This is What the Chuck 3 with I Wanna Be Like You.
Sherman Brothers.
Yes.
Zelle's in her zone.
I'm in my zone. Okay.
I made Zelle a happy woman tonight.
Yes. I'm drunk off happiness right now. Okay, I have to say I loved this. I love this. It was very energetic. You took some liberties and the ending was amazing. I liked your little a cappella ending improvisation. I thought I didn't recognize some of the lyrics here, but that's probably because I'm just like in a little some kind of high right now.
Sherman Brothers high.
Next.
Oh, next, sorry, that's me, sorry.
That was short.
You're not Jamaican, look at that! You're not Jamaican.
Or you can turn the accent off.
Or you can turn your Jamaican-ness off, which, and I like that you could turn the Jamaican-ness off, but I could still tell that it was the same person.
Yeah.
I liked that. I felt there were some notes that were slightly off, but then I thought about it, and I thought it might have been some of the liberties you were taking.
That's what I have down too.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know if that was right, but then I thought about it. I was like, oh, maybe it was a liberty he was taking. There was this one point when I felt like King Louis was like a used car salesman, because he was like, I'm going to make you a deal, Mowgli. You're going to get me that man. I'm going to make you a deal. You're going to get me that fire.
What's going on?
And that leads me to my next thing, was I liked how it's like you were making a deal, and I liked that about it, because it then became kind of singy performing, because you were still singing, but there was something about your singing where you brought it down to almost like a conversational place where you were singing, where you weren't making it talky. You were still singing, but it was much more conversational. And then when you actually started the chorus again, it went, the level kind of changed, and it went back up again to a level of singing. And the blue ending, LMAO, that's, oh my god. All calves, blue ending, left my ass off, exclamation point. I thought that was a nice touch, because it was King Louis, King Louis, King Louis, and then all of a sudden here comes the blue part, and I thought that was a nice touch at the end. So, good job. I liked it a lot. Jeffers?
What can they say that can measure up to their excitedness and epicness of their critiques?
Measure up to King Louis used car salesman?
Yes, and Zell going, okay, what the Chuck 3? I thought you had great energy for this. This was actually one of my favorite performances so far of this whole show.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Like, people really performed it well. Mm-hmm. I have the same comment with Ambi about the either slightly off or liberties, I'm not sure. It was mainly towards the beginning for me.
Same.
No accent. Ending was good. This was just fun. I liked it. Good job.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Good job.
And being fun is very important, because it helps you stand out from the rest of the crowd.
Stand mm-hmm. out! Sorry.
Just like Rochelle and her stand up. Okay.
We're done.
We're drunk on happiness. We're done.
The Artichoke, you are up next.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities, old Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be fonder of my big home. The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me. When you look under the rocks and plants and take a glance at the fancy ants, then maybe try a few. The bare necessities of life will come to you. They'll come to you. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities, that's why a bear can rest at ease with just the bare necessities of life. Now when you pick a pawpaw, or a prickly pear, and you prick a raw paw, well next time beware. Don't pick the prickly pear by the paw. When you pick a pear, try to use the claw. But you don't need to use the claw when you pick a pear of the big pawpaw. Have I given you a clue? The bare necessities of life will come to you. They'll come to you. So just try and relax. Yeah, cool it. Fall apart in my backyard. 'Cause let me tell you something, little britches. If you act like that bee acts, you're working too hard. And don't spend your time looking around for something you want that can't be found. When you find out you can live without it and go along not thinking about it, I'll tell you something true. The bare necessities of life will come to you.
Back-to-back Sherman Brothers, are you happy, Zell?
Actually, this is the only non-Sherman Brothers song in Jungle Book.
A trivia fact.
Oh, really?
I did not know that.
They brought in the Sherman Brothers. This is the only song in the whole movie that wasn't touched by Sherman Brothers because they originally had some other guy do it. But then they brought the Sherman Brothers in to redo the whole music, and they kept this song.
Oh, okay.
From past guy.
The more you know, a little bit you know every day. And this was one time I actually did catch the before. What was that little sound effect at the very start of it? Did anybody else hear that, or was that just me?
I'm thinking that was probably... This is probably one of those DVD karaoke rips. I'm guessing it, but it may not be. It may not be.
Because I heard someone was like, that was an interesting sound effect. I really think you could have gotten a bit more into this. It was really stiff, really tense. Blue is just such a loose and free-going, easy, relaxing character. And this was so precise that it actually drove me a little crazy.
Like, it might be more of a Bagheera singing it.
Yeah, it was so uptight. And there were certain sections where you should have just been much more casual with than you were. Like, I wrote down here, bees buzzing in the tree. You were so precise. It was like, bees buzzing in the trees. Like, that should be much more free and cool. Fun and mellow. And it just wasn't. You really needed to loosen up. And then it got to the point when you were talking about relaxing and you weren't relaxing. It was frustrating. It was like, why are you still... I could say things about Blue having sticks in places where they shouldn't be, but I'm not gonna. You just figure out what that was there, folks. I'll spare you the full thing, but yeah, moving on. I feel like I've had this problem with you in the past as well, where you're just never loose. You're always so exact, and it's kind of starting to drive me a little crazy. So if you do make it into the next round, please loosen up. Please. I want to hear you on...
Shake up. Have somebody shake you up.
Just like, before you start recording, just like, stand up and just shake your whole body. Just shake it all. Arms, legs, everything. Just shake it up and loosen up. Please. Please. Please.
Please.
Please. Jeffers, go.
Okay, the artichoke. This was very, for me, very, very emotionally flat. This song choice is, like, it's one of the more playful and fun songs in, like, the Jungle Book and in general classic Disney. Like, as Ambi said, you gotta remember who you're singing as in the... as characterization, and I didn't get that at all.
Can I just interrupt real quick, because you made me think of something. The whole thing with Disney is the characters and character integrity. Over on Perform It, it's all about performing the song. Here, it's all about doing the character of the song justice. That's basically what it is here in this point. Okay. And it said, because trust me, as a character attendant, it's all about character. Everything is about character. Okay, go. Sorry.
Yeah, this was like a really fun song. Like, this is one of those songs you have to be loose. You have to have fun with it. You need to even like try smile when you sing it, because like this was just so robotic sounding. Like, it was sung well. I mean, like technically wise, like
it was too
you were on
technical.
Pitch. Yeah, but it was so technical, like, it was bad for me. Like, it was sung well, but it was so technical, like, it kind of clashed with the song so much. Like, you know, on the talking parts where he's like, when you have a paw, and a prickly pear, you know, like, that part, especially the talking parts for me, you could have really spiked the playfulness and energy, but, like, it felt like you were just, like, reading or talking the lyrics instead of, like, really... like really performing and acting it. Like, I don't know, this was not good for me. Yeah, Zoe.
For me, it sounded like you entered a little bit late into the song. Like, you hear it, then you started, but that might be me. Cause it felt like that, and it sounded like that. And my second note, yeah, this is the only non-Sherman Brothers in Jungle Book. It had too much silence for me. I was hoping you would do the Mowgli parts, because you had so many sections of silence, it just drove me mad. I have to agree, it was emotionally flat. It needed to be a lot bigger. I mean, bigger in the sense that he was more casual and relaxed. So like Ambie said, have somebody shake you up or just shake yourself up to just really loosen up, because this song is about loosening up and not being Bagheera, pretty much. So yeah, that's all I have to say.
Anything else?
No.
All right, then we're done.
Done.